With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The sun has risen again over Normandy beaches where soldiers fought and died exactly 80 years ago on D-Day. It kicks off an intense anniversary commemoration against the backdrop of renewed war in Europe. Jurors in Hunter Biden's criminal trial got a look at the gun he bought in October 2018. They saw the firearms transaction record at the center of the case, and they're hearing testimony from the former store clerk who watched as the president's son checked off no to the question of whether he was, quote, an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana, stimulants, narcotics, or any other controlled substance. Also on SRNnews.com, the congressional budget chief says the immigration surge could add $1 trillion to Social Security's coffers.
Dr. Philip Swagel, director of the Congressional Budget Office, told lawmakers during a Tuesday hearing, quote, the immigration surge will result in about $1 trillion in additional revenue over a 10-year period. Members of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security met to examine the current and projected financial status of the dwindling Social Security Trust Fund as the program hurtles towards potential cuts upwards of 21% on individual benefits by 2035. Republicans have increasingly pointed to immigration as a drain on social safety nets for the elderly in recent months, including Social Security and Medicare. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Politics expert Milan Vaishnav says India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi may have to adapt to a style of governance he has little experience in.
We're in a different situation now where Narendra Modi requires the help and assistance of a handful of regional parties, which can make or break his government, right? So that means going forward, he is going to have to govern in a manner that is more consultative, that is more inclusive, that tries to bring people along.
This is SRN News. A legal battle in California over a flag.
Jeffrey Little is a fireman and a lifeguard working for Los Angeles County. He's also a Christian and does not want to fly the gay pride flag in front of his beachside station as mandated by county officials. Little says when he refused, he was disciplined, and now he's filed suit with the help of the Thomas More Society. The lifeguard says one county official told him that his religious beliefs have to be set aside when he's on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel has found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice. Breaking decades of policy precedent, Milei has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. This is SRN News. The damaging consequences of social media are increasingly well documented, so some parents are trying to raise their children with restrictions or blanket bans on social media use. Correspondent Jocelyn Gecker reports on the benefits some families saw after cutting social media usage for teens.
One of the benefits is that there are pretty much no screen time battles in these homes. The kids are avid readers. When they're bored, they pull out books, they pull out drawing pads. The families have dinner together. That said, the kids and the parents will be the first to tell you that it's not easy.
Polls have opened in the Netherlands to kick off 4 days of voting in European Union parliamentary elections across the 27 member states that are expected to deliver gains for the conservative parties. More details at SRNnews.com.